Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday night. Friday, July the 10th, 2026. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. How's it going?
Going pretty well.
Well, it's Friday night. We made it to another Friday night. And tonight on your show at 10 o'clock, there'll be Declaration of Independence reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to skip the grievances because there's like 27 of them, and it's just like, hey, you know, King George did this, and I did however think about doing a show at one point about all the grievances that Donald Trump has partaken in.
Oh, well, there you go.
There's quite a few of them.
And you have a guest.
Yes, yep. Adam Lee is going to be joining me tonight.
Well, there you go. 10 o'clock tonight. And we think our Adam is listening tonight. He gave us the history of television earlier. I thought that was interesting.
I don't know anything about TV.
Well, it was fascinating.
I think so.
You know, I must have been a big day for the Ohio gubernatorial race because both campaigns sent out press releases. Republican nominee for Ohio governor Vivek Ramaswamy and his running mate Ohio Senate President Rob McCauley released the following statement reacting to CNBC naming Ohio the top state in the country for business. How about this?
Okay.
When Democrats last held the governor's office... Hold on a second, we're getting a call. Well, I'm in the middle of something, but let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Holy cow. I think I heard my name.
You did, yes. How you doing, Adam?
I can't believe I can hear you. I'm at the gym, actually, on a machine. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
An acting friend of mine asked about the video from Wednesday, so I watched it. I don't like the camera angle on me. The sun kind of got my bad side. But when I look in the camera and talk, I look great. But that angle, I didn't like it. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Adam.
But that's how it goes.
That's how showbiz goes.
Yeah, but the content was good. I sounded good.
Yeah, the show was very good. I found the show very good. And by the way, if you want to...
The backdrop is nice.
Yeah, well we do that show every week, Adam. Have you ever watched the show?
You ever watch Chicago Med?
No. You got me there, Adam. I have never watched Chicago Med.
You start watching Chicago Med and Chicago PD, I'll start watching your show.
All right, it's a deal, Adam.
Is that a fair deal?
I like it. You tell... Listen, I'm sorry I have not seen Chicago Med. I don't know when it's on.
It'll be on October 7th is the first episode.
You got me. October 7th, I'll circle the date.
But it should be 8 o'clock Eastern Wednesday. But you can watch all the 21 episodes on NBC.com or Peacock.
Oh, well, I'll look into that.
I instructed Sean to watch episode 20 because he might see so much of me he'll get sick of looking at my face.
Well, that could never happen, Adam.
Well, the first time I watched it, that was kind of my reaction. I wasn't quite sure. You really don't know. But
yeah, but I think you got more screen time on my show than you got on Chicago Med.
Yeah, because...
You're welcome.
In 20 episodes.
Speaking role, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you have a speaking role on my show.
When my head is, like, turned about a third the way in, and I don't like that angle. But once I look in the camera, I look great.
That's nice, a tip, Adam. You know, always look in the camera.
My skin is nice. That angle is not flattering.
I think all acting teachers have said, look in the camera.
Well, we were on a round table, so I was looking at the person who was talking.
You never do that, because the mic is on the camera. The mic is on the camera. The mic is not on us.
Correct. But with this round table, I was more... Yeah, it is partially my fault. I should have looked straight ahead the entire time, because I did part of the time. But a lot of it, the camera stays focused on everybody, and then I was kind of looking your direction because you were the moderator. So.
Did everybody not get just about the same amount of time talking?
No, because the screen time was good. I said I was actually really impressed with how I sounded and how it came across. That was good. It's like, I'm going to that I'm being hard on myself because I know that I could have looked close to the camera, but I also want to look, feel like I'm looking at you like we're having a conversation as I'm talking to you because you're the one moderating versus looking toward the camera.
Well, it's a trick.
Sitting right directly in the front. He was naturally facing the camera. I was kind of at that angle.
Right. Well, it's a trick of television is that you always look at the camera.
Well, you don't want to look directly. You want to look kind of near, but not directly into it.
Well, on a talk show, you want to look because you're not playing a role.
Again, it's partially my fault. But again, I kind of came on a whim, and you know, I've been working and driving around all day. It kind of makes me surprised that I looked as decent as I did.
No, I thought it came off well.
I presented myself well. I just would have preferred it's mainly my fault that I could have just angled my face better. As that angle that where I was often shown wasn't really flattering.
By the way, if somebody would like to watch the episode, it is up as of, it dropped, as they say, in the internet world today. You just search The Exchange, Scott Spears and Adam Lepp, and that episode will come up.
Yeah. Well, just SS Brain, that's the channel.
Right, but you'll get all the episodes. If you want to see this episode specifically, look for the July 10th, 2026 episode.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of famous people been on that show, Adam, more than Chicago Med.
Well, possibly.
We've had Mary Ellen is a regular, and we've had Jazz Sekiro, and we've had we've had Ted Williams, we've had Ted Strickland, we've had, what's his name, Fred Feeney, who was in the OSU documentary, we had, Larry Barnett. We've had the guy who ran for president, that loser. What's his name? Chase Oliver. Yeah, we've had them all on that show.
No, but I made your deal, Scott. I mean, I know you don't like it when I can come back at you with something as much of a wise guy comment as you present to me, but that's my comeback.
No, I enjoyed it, Adam. I thought it was good. I felt that you were exactly right in what you said. For me to say that you should have watched my show was wrong of me because
I have not watched
a show. Yeah, but see, this is my show, and the show you do is. I don't think you're the star of Chicago Med. That's all I'm saying. There is a difference.
I'm nowhere near the star. I'm just
right. That's all I'm saying.
One of the background people, but in a hospital setting, those are important. All the background people are important.
But I think it's important.
It's very much so.
I told you that the other night. I think it's great.
Any kind of a setting where there are people walking around. On the sitcoms, like Frasier, you know, which I list my second favorite show ever, the coffee shop scene.
You know, that's a spinoff.
Correct.
We talked about that earlier, that spinoffs are not good.
Yeah. But it's come up because even on Mary Tyler Moore, sometimes there are people that two or three times they had a couple words in a speaking role. Otherwise, they're actually are background. Now, at the coffee shop at Frasier is an example, and you see sometimes people where they show a face for a split second. In a medical environment, there's always people walking around. Nurses are always busy, so it's a different type of role. But it's it's really cool.
Yeah, I think so.
And. I said, of all the things that I've done, the film for DePaul, I think, will be the most interesting, probably showing me in a light that may not be expected, but the director said I may not be out till next year, but it'll be worth the wait. I guarantee you that show, the minute it comes out, my eyes will be glued. The story in general is very good.
What's it called?
It's called Noisegate.
Noisegate. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
No, it's for DePaul, for their acting department. They're like Otterbein in that regard. They're big in fine arts education, as you probably know. And many times they use people from the community. The male lead in the show, he's someone who does some acting locally, and the extras were from all backgrounds, including some of the crew members who are usually students. So it was quite fascinating doing that, and I am very happy to support a local program where people are studying the fine arts.
Oh, you know who else has been on my show, Adam?
Fine arts is so important in this country. And you kind of realize that more and more. And so,
you know who else has been?
Else, I'm glad that I supported that, and
yeah.
Hopefully, when it comes out, people will be at the edge of their seats for the entire show.
Now get ready, Adam. I'm about to drop you.
You might learn some dancing moves from me.
Are you ready for this, Adam? I'm about to drop you. You know who's a semi-regular on my show?
Your show?
Yeah, my show.
Your YouTube show?
My YouTube show.
Well, Mary Ellen's on every time.
Well, she's a regular. I'm talking about a semi-regular. Not only do I have the 40th Treasurer of the... Not only do I have the 40th Treasurer of the United States, but I have another celebrity national as a semi-regular.
Well, Glenn's on it. Glenn,
no, it's not Glenn. Not Glenn.
Was it a politician or an actor or a singer?
Nope. Hollywood.
Who?
No, the person's from Hollywood, Adam. Hollywood.
Yeah, so it's an actor?
No, not an actor, no.
I don't know.
This person...
Actor, a gender-neutral term, you know, being
not actor, no. Okay, here we go. Here, I'm about to lay it on you. This person has been on The Tonight Show starring Jay Leno.
This
person has written for Ellen DeGeneres, Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie
Mike
O'Donnell,
something.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, Mike something.
Mike Larson is a regular on my show.
I forget his last name. But
Larson.
Yeah, Mike.
Larson.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So there you go. You're in good company to be on my show because that's celebrity driven.
Have you watched the program yet from Wednesday?
You know, I don't watch them anymore, Adam. It's kind of like Chicago Med. We just drop them, and I don't look at them again.
It's like Johnny Carson never watched The Tonight Show. You probably know that. He was kind of shy in person, never really watched himself. He would do the show, and that was it.
Well, it's not about shy. I was a part of the show. I know what happened. I know what's coming.
You're not shy, Scott. I'll say that much.
No. Not at all. But I was there.
Yeah, well, that's fine. At times, yes.
Did you see, Adam? This is what I want. I'm going to give you a little quiz to find out if you really watch the show here. Are you ready? So, now in the studio, when we take a break, what happens?
You pretty much say, let's go ahead and continue.
Let's go, okay. Right.
Either for a few seconds and continue.
Right. But when you watch it back on the YouTube, on the television.
You had promos.
Yes.
You had that dollar bill launch.
Yes.
Snippets of other stuff.
Yeah, so there actually is a break.
No, the videography was excellent.
Thank you.
Sean put it together very well, and it looks professional. It's very clear, and the backdrop is good. I said it's mainly my fault.
Good lighting.
I was kind of looking at it where I was part of a panel and kind of looking at you as the moderator.
And you were lit well.
I could have done a better job looking more to kind of be not looking right at the camera, but between the camera and you. That would have been better.
Matt,
because
do you watch the shows?
The minute my face is front and center, I look great.
Now, we're going to do a poll here and now, Adam.
I'm such a perfectionist that I do that.
Well, I understand.
Every possible poll.
No.
That's how I am. You know I'm a perfectionist.
Next time, wear your scrubs, and, you know, we'll talk about that. But
well, I don't have any. They gave them to me.
Oh. Well, okay. So, Matt, do you watch my show?
The Wednesday shows?
The Wednesday shows.
No.
Have you ever seen Chicago Med?
No.
No. How many episodes of my show have you seen?
At least like a handful.
A handful. Okay, well, there you go. Adam, it's popular.
No, and people are intrigued by you, Scott. And as I've told many, people in Chicago, I tell about you. I said, you are the quintessential big fish in a small pond. You know what a big fish in a small pond is, right?
I certainly do.
Yeah. Would you say that's an accurate description?
Oh, you know, Adam, I don't want to be egotistical.
And you've mentioned people have offered you jobs, and
they have.
In some of the largest cities, and you are without doubt very qualified for that. But that isn't necessarily what will bring the best environment.
No. I like where I'm at, and I like the situation that I'm in, and I like that the things we do go national anyway. So I never felt that I needed it.
Yeah, and it's. You know, I have this unique role. Normally, I'm very back end. You hear my dulcet tones every hour. So I think I do quite well at. But sometimes you see me in other ways.
And we're having that time right now. And earlier on, when we talked about television history, I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, and it certainly is. And yeah, I was thinking more about that. I tell you, if you've seen, this might be before your time, but if you've seen the spinoffs of Sanford and Son, there were at least three of them. The Sanford,
terrible.
Lamont went to the Alaska pipeline, and that large guy was working with Fred.
What was his name? The large guy.
The first lady he was dating, I liked her. And,
yeah.
But the Grady, you know, the Grady show is a good example of
terrible.
Taking a second fiddle actor who did it really well and making him or her a star. You mentioned that with Marla Gibb. And I do agree with you. And they made Grady into the star. As talented as he is, it didn't work as well.
There we go.
Boring.
We agree.
It didn't have any magic.
No, none.
That's why I'm thinking Hoppy and Smitty. I bring them up again. They were just hilarious. I think they could have had their own show. I don't know why there was never offered to them.
I think it's hard.
I never was really thrilled with Hal Williams in his role on 227. I thought the Sanford and Son role, that was more for him. But yeah, I liked that he's from Central Ohio. It's good to see someone local.
You know, do you know, Adam? Now here's a little trivia question for you. Do you know the only show in it was a spinoff, but it became an absolute spinoff in the sense that the person was actually a regular on the original show that ended up being more popular than the original show and ran longer than the original show? There's only one show that's ever done that.
Well, the Jeffersons ran longer than All in the Family.
Well, but they weren't regulars.
No, that's not what you mean, but it actually did run. Oh, well, Frasier also.
Well, but Frasier was not more popular than Cheers in the ratings.
It was to me, but that's debatable if it was or not.
Well, it's not debatable.
Really
ratings.
Now,
wait a second, Adam. Wait a second. Ratings are not debatable. Cheers had higher ratings than Frasier.
Is it a sitcom?
It was a sitcom, yes.
70s or 80s?
Both.
I don't know. I mean, I mentioned a couple
I've
of
interviewed the person.
Well, of course you have. You interview everybody. You're the interviewer to the star.
Thank you very much. You're full of praise tonight, Adam. I enjoy it.
Well, you are. That was a name that I came up with.
Yes, it was. But do you know the answer to this question?
Give me a clue.
Let's see here.
The Cosby Show wasn't a spinoff.
No, it wasn't a spinoff. What's a good clue? Well, I'll tell you what, they had to tone down the character, same character, obviously, that was in the original show.
It wouldn't be Lou Grant.
Not Lou Grant, no.
It wasn't as big of a hit as Mary Tyler Moore.
Nope.
I don't think it ran as long either.
Nope.
The Facts of Life, that was a spinoff of different strokes.
Right, but debatable on which was more popular. Facts might have been a little more popular, but, you know, maybe. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, I'm giving you answers that are interesting, at least.
No, this is clearly, the spinoff had better ratings, the spinoff ran longer, and it was a true spinoff in that the person was in every episode of the seasons that they were a part of the original show. They were
Can you give me a clue of some kind? I mean, I've given you some answers that are all very close.
The original show was thought of to be a cult classic. I don't think the spinoff was a cult classic, but it did
have... It was a comedy?
Comedy, yeah.
I can't believe that I can actually come here and work out at this gym, and here, normally I can't. Maybe the Bluetooth is working.
I'll tell you what, Adam. We're going to discuss Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy. Think about it. Now, don't Google it. And then call back in when you have the right...
I'm going to guess this. Is this like a... I try to guess the songs that I hear in the radio. If it's in my wheelhouse, 70s or 80s, I can often guess them in the first couple seconds. No, I don't Google anything. If I can't guess this with my brain, then it's not worth providing an answer.
Well, you think about it.
Give me some kind of a clue. Give me some kind of a clue. Because now I'm aggravated that
it's a comedy, and the original show was thought of to be a cult classic, and it was on network television, and it had a lot of famous people in it.
The spinoff was starring a supporting character?
Yeah, wasn't a star.
And the spinoff was more popular?
Absolutely more popular. Ran longer and was more popular.
I mean, it wasn't Good Time, which
Nope.
Was sort of a spinoff of Maude. I mean, that's another answer, but that isn't right.
Right. No, I wouldn't say good.
It wasn't Rhoda or Phyllis.
Not Rhoda or Phyllis. Nope.
I mean, I've named just about every popular spinoff of the era.
And I had this person on the show many times.
Can you give me a demographic clue? Male, female, black, white, young, old?
Well, it was male.
Male, okay. So, age and race withheld, but it was a man.
Age is middle-aged.
Okay, so 40s, 50s, okay. Well, it wasn't you, Scott. You're a man in that age range.
No, and I haven't had a spinoff yet. I'm still working on the original.
The very low end of that. Well, you did kind of spin off because you were on WMRN, so...
Right, and then I went to WDCM, and that was a terrible disaster.
Maybe the answer is Scott Spears.
Well, you're right. The spinoff has been more popular, but we didn't spin this off of anything.
Have I given, like, every possible wise guy answer?
Oh, I enjoyed that
workout,
one.
So thank you for making my workout fun.
All right, well, keep that. We're gonna do this political story, but I expect a call back from you with the correct answer.
How long before I should call?
You can call back anytime when you have the right answer.
I'm never gonna have the answer. I don't know the answer.
Well, no, you'll come up with it, Adam. Just rack your brain a little bit.
It's a middle-aged man.
Middle-aged man. Sitcom ran longer and was more popular than the original.
Supporting, not like Ralph the Doorman, who was occasional. No. He was on every episode.
Every episode before the spinoff, he was in the original show.
And it was in the 70s? When did it spin off, in the 70s or 80s?
The show spun off in the 70s, but I think it aired more in the 80s.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to rack my brain, and I'll hopefully call back later in the hour.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, top for now.
All right, well, we'll see if he gets it.
Is it that
he's listening, I can't say it.
That 80s show?
That's
a show, right?
That wasn't on in the 80s.
And there was a 70s show, too, right?
That wasn't on in the 70s. They weren't on until the 90s.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. 740-383-994. Maybe somebody else has the answer, can help Adam along. All right, the story I was getting into, when Democrats last held the... governor's office and controlled the Ohio House in 2010. Ohio ranked 34th for business.
What did Vivek say?
That's what I'm saying right now.
Sorry. You said Democrats, so I thought you were about to give the Amy Acton thing. I was like, we never even finished Vivek's.
This is what he said. He said, congrats to Ohio's leaders, including my running mate, for bringing an economic wave to our state. It's the beginning of a new dawn, and I'll ensure it transfers to high-paying jobs and wealth creation in every part of Ohio. It's also worth noting that we surpassed states like Virginia and North Carolina over the last year, which floundered due to anti-business policies from newly elected Democrat governors. We cannot let that happen to Ohio, so said Vivek Ramaswamy. Rob McCauley, who was on the show last week, said, the last time Ohio had a Democrat governor and a Democrat controlled over half of the legislature, we were number 34. Since then, Republican leadership's commitment to drastically cutting taxes and eliminating regulatory tape has made Ohio a place where its business and citizens alike know they can grow and thrive, and we're not done yet, so says Rob McCauley. So, there you go. That's what happened. Number one in business. All hail Mike DeWine, I guess, is what that means. They don't say that, but there you are. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it All in the Family?
Nope, not All in the Family. Nope.
Or the Jeffersons?
Not the Jeffersons. Nope.
Well, I hope I get it before Adam.
That's right. You and Adam are in a race now. Keep thinking. Keep thinking.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-994. So really, I'm serious, though. This makes Mike DeWine seem like a genius, right? I mean, they're even saying we've got a Republican guy. They don't mention his name, but, number one in business, I guess.
DeWine's a sensible fellow.
See, this is why I don't understand people. Why do the Republicans trash DeWine? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, he's not, he's not really their kind of Republican.
CNBC said we're the top state in the country for business.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Okay.
I don't We could do with some regulating of the businesses, but it'll be all right, I guess.
Now Amy Acton. All right. Yesterday, following an eventful July 4th weekend featuring energetic stops across Ohio and polls showing the governor's race neck and neck, Dr. Acton appeared on MS Now. Well, there she is again on that MS Now. The Last Word, to discuss her campaign's growing momentum, her historic grassroots support, and her commitment to lower costs for Ohio families. Here's what she said. I'm an Ohio girl, through and through, and I spent... Okay, you got it. What did she say?
I'm an Ohio girl, through and through.
And
she started laughing.
Well, I just think that's a funny statement to say on a show, but God bless her. And I spent my 250th in places like Marietta, Ohio. Certainly not Marion, Ohio. The oldest settlement and the oldest city in our state, Dayton and Athens, Ohio. And you really can't put words to the fact that my opponent literally got on his corporate jet and headed to Paris. Not Paris, Ohio, but Paris, France. Okay. I've been traveling the state and of Ohio now for 2.5 years, going places, quite frankly. Democrats have not been in a while. Oh, where have I heard that before? Listening deeply to the people of Ohio, we see record crowds showing up. Well, there she is again. 95% of what everyone is talking about, no one would disagree on. Okay. It absolutely is the cost of everyday life, holding it too expensive. Housing is too expensive. Rent, nobody can afford. Okay. I've spent my life working with whoever wants to solve things, and I can't say this enough. Ohioans are longing for a change. And I can tell you, Ohio is absolutely in play. I'm up against a self-funding billionaire who is not just out of touch, he is out for himself, but we are outraising him the last 2 quarters. We've been tied or ahead in every poll, and it is a people-powered movement. We are going to tell Mr. Ramaswamy in no uncertain terms in November, you can't buy this state, you can't buy Ohio, and you can't buy us.
You know, she borrowed from just about every other one of her speeches.
See, I now know why she can't come on this show. Because she's already done that bit.
she said it.
She's already said her. She goes on every show one time because she's only got one speech.
I'm telling you, that's what it is.
This is her campaign released that. Her campaign released the same thing. She only changed a little bit. God bless her heart. Oh, my Lord. Maybe she has nothing to say. She was in Delaware the other day, and she had a lot of security, and they just had a little thing in a yard. I don't know.
Where at?
They were something hospital issue going on in Ohio, in Delaware, at Grady, and she was there, you know, doctor. And she showed up, and they were having it in a yard, and there was a podium in a yard. Now, let's say there was a big crowd there, but she had like 7 people with her. I mean, goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
God, I've racked my brain and tried to think of every show that was on in the 70s and the 80s, and I can't find anything. Now, it's Mork and Mindy, but Mork was only on like 1 or 2 episodes of Happy Days, so that's not the answer.
No, you and Lee are in a race here to see who gets it.
And he wasn't, and Robin Williams was under 40 when Mork and Mindy came on. Lee gave all in the family. Yeah, they had like 7 spinoffs. But I need another clue. Sorry for the traffic here. I'm walking back. I need another clue, and I might be able to get it. But I cannot think of who it is at all. I'm sure once I hear it, it'll say, "Duh! Why didn't I think of that?"
Well,
I can't hear you, Scott. So I'll just hang up, and you can give another clue on the air. Let's see if myself or Lee can guess it.
All right. The clue number 2 would be, they were both ensemble shows. The show that it came from was an ensemble show. I would not say had a main star. And the show that it became obviously was a main star because it was a spinoff, but it also was an ensemble show.
Is it, I don't know, what's the Saved by the Bell? There was a spinoff.
Oh, Jesus. Saved by the Bell was not on in prime time.
Saved by the Bell was pretty good.
Terrible,
I watched Saved by the Bell.
Terrible, terrible show. Let's listen to the Toys R Us theme again. Because, I just feel every so often we should play that. Oh, hold on. You know, we got to get this thing worked out where it doesn't start playing. Here we go. Toys R Us theme. Now, in this, what you can't see is the original commercial was shot in 82. And then they reshot it here in, 95 or something. And they've got the kids when they were singing in 82 and then 13 years later, you know. And they give their ages. Oh, man, showbiz. The Toys R Us song. Let's go with it. Well, we got to turn the sound on. Sound is always important when you play a sound clip.
I would think so.
Why is this so difficult?
I don't want to grow up by a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They got the best for so much less.
You'll really flip your lid.
Toy store there is. Gee whiz!
I don't want to grow up, cause maybe if I did,
I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Once a Toys R Us kid,
always a Toys R Us kid.
You know, they all aged well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. How old are they? I didn't pay attention to the dates.
Well, it was 16 years later. 14 years later.
No.
82 to 96.
Yeah, they age pretty well.
Did you know that Bob Hope's last commercial was a Big K commercial, Kmart commercial?
I did not.
I always think that's funny because it was in 1997, and Kmart was in trouble because, Walmart was putting it to them. And so Kmart got this brilliant idea. Now, see, here's how I know about all this. Because Kmart was in they were in, bankruptcy and it was bad. So they decided, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change our name. That's the way to get people in the door. So stupid. So they said, we're going to call ourselves Big K. Because people are confusing Kmart and Walmart. I don't know. But we're going to call ourselves Big K. And I know about this because they merged with Sears, and I worked at Sears. And so here's what happened.
Two failing businesses trying to save each other.
We're going to float each other. But what happened was, because I worked during this period, the Kmart, here's how we're going to make our money. We're going to get big, big stars to if we're going to have something in the garage, Sears did this too as well. If we're gonna, it's not gonna be just tires for your car. It's gonna be Penske tires for your car. You know, Indianapolis 500 stuff. And it's not just gonna be clothes. It's gonna be Martha Stewart housewares. And it's just not gonna be nighttime clothes. It's gonna be Kathy Ireland nighttime clothes. And it's not just gonna be toys. It's gonna be Sesame Street toys.
Who's Kathy Ireland?
She was a model. So anyway. They did this big rollout, Big K. We're changing our name. New name, okay? And who better at that time, 1997, Bob Hope at that point was 94 years old. 94 years old. New and fresh. Let's get old Bob Hope, the oldest man alive at this point. The oldest man in show business. He can't see, he can't hear anymore, he can't do television shows. But by God, at the end of... At the end of this commercial, Bob Hope, we're going to shock the world, okay? That's what their idea was. Brilliant. So I'm surprised it didn't work. But here's the commercial. Listen to this tune. You can't see it at home, but you'll hear it. Here it is. Go ahead. But Kmart becomes Big K, 1997.
You love Martha Stewart every day, Sesame Street for kids, Kathy Ireland and Jacqueline Smith fashions, Penske Auto Center, and a whole new way to love them.
Discover the difference at Big Kmart. There's a
Will there be anything else, sir? Today.
Big Kmart. This is
Discover
big.
Discover the difference at Big Kmart.
There's a
Doesn't that make you want to shop?
So they, what, tried to be like Kohl's?
I don't know. Did you understand why Bob Hope was in that commercial? He's sitting in a diner.
I think they just wanted to put Bob Hope in the commercial. He had a newspaper in front of his face.
Well, the commercial starts out, and you're a little suspect, because why are they in a diner? Kmart isn't a diner. Then they go through, and they show you the Penske and the Jacqueline Smith and all the people who can still walk and see. And then they at the end, they go back to the diner, and Bob Hope, you just see a man sitting at a table with a newspaper in front of him, and the waiter, and you, would you like anything else, sir? And then the paper says something like, Kmart becomes Big K. And he puts down the news. Oh, my God, it's Bob Hope. Okay. And what did he say? Do you remember his line?
Like, Big Kmart. Wow, that is big.
That's all he could say at that point. That's all they could get out of him. Probably had to pay him $1 billion to do that. And then they had a stunt double get up and walk out of the restaurant as Bob Hope. Big K, boy, that really is big.
You know, I don't think that commercial makes any sense.
Let's watch it again. At home, now you understand. Okay, get ready. This is what, and it's just, I remember these commercials when they ran on radio.
On radio.
Oh, well, yeah, they ran these on radio. Because they just thought, you know Bob Hope's voice. See, they don't have to tell you who he is.
Okay.
A brand new name and a brand new face. Changing for the better, keeping the pace with the way you live today.
Now Kmart is Big Kmart.
It's a whole new fashion, a whole new style. It's all new faces that make you smile.
It's the brands you love. Martha Stewart every day. Sesame Street for kids. Kathy Ireland and Jacqueline Smith fashions. Penske Auto Center. And a whole new way to love them.
Discover the difference at Big Kmart.
There's a better. Will there be anything else, sir? Today.
Big Kmart. This is
Discover
big.
Discover the difference at Big Kmart.
There's a better way to save today.
I'm going to tell you why you know that's a radio commercial.
Is Kmart still in business?
Oh, God, no, no. Neither Sears. We all went down. We all sunk like a rock. But here's how you know that's a, do you know how you know that's a radio commercial? Even though that was, because back in the old days, what they would do is they would come up with a television commercial, because that was obviously your main medium. But they didn't want to have two different commercials. So they had to have something that they could play on radio. And do you know how that's a double? That's a double commercial?
I mean, no.
Because on television, you can see it. They don't have to tell you. But if you notice, at one point in that commercial, they stop and they go, Kmart, Martha Stewart Everyday Brands, Jacqueline Smith, Kathy Ireland, Sesame Street for Kids. See, they go run, and that's for the radio audience. Because when you watched it on radio, you couldn't see Sesame Street.
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to distinguish themselves from the diner that they were advertising there.
Well, you couldn't see the diner on radio.
Yeah, but
you just heard at the end, Bob Hope come in.
You could on TV.
Big K. Boy, that really is big.
I don't know. It's a I wonder why they didn't get saved.
Like, people were coming in to me by the truckload saying, hey, where's the Kathy Ireland nightgowns? Well, they're right over there next to the Martha Stewart homewares. Just take a left at the Sesame Street toys and the Jacqueline Smith boutique over there. Makeup counter. And if you need to get some tires, we have Penske tires down there. Nobody cared. Good Lord.
Oh. When did Sears go out of business? Like, when did they go out of business? I guess Kmart as well. I assume they went.
Well, they shut down somewhere like 2014 or 15. But they went out of business about 2007. They kept the buildings open, but I'm not sure there was any business going on there anymore. The transactions had stopped.
I could believe it.
I remember. See, Black Friday is not a thing anymore. I actually worked Black Fridays.
I remember Black Friday.
Oh, no. Not the. There was real Black Fridays. and I worked them. I was in retail in those days. I was there when we drove to the store at 5 a.m. on a day after Thanksgiving, and you'd walk into Sears, and there'd be some manager all of a sudden, and they'd come in with these hats, Santa hats. We all had to wear Santa hats. It's like a cult. that said Sears on them. I still have some of those. Sears Santa hats. And then they'd open up that door, and boy, people just were at you. 6 a.m., they'd come at you, screaming and yelling, I want the dryer, I want the washer, I want the television. And you'd stand at a register all day, just ringing people up.
Well, that's good.
That was a bad day.
You know, I think that that businesses, if they, you know, they should just try to find a way to make every day Black Friday.
It doesn't work anymore because people shop up. Literally, this is how you got it. You had to go to the building.
Well, now it's like Cyber Monday or something.
It used to be so weird, too, because it was the day after Thanksgiving, so everything was closed. All the restaurants were still closed, and you'd be driving in the dark to where you were going, and all of a sudden you'd pull up at the Sears, and there'd be a line wrapped around the building. 5 a.m. Go ahead, caller.
I'm home so I can hear you better, Scott. I'm going to need a clue. I am trying to rack my brain, so I want to ask, you know, it's like a lifeline, like on that million dollar show.
Right.
So can you tell me, black or white, living or not living?
Not living.
Okay, black or white, or what? Can you give me another demographic clue?
Well, I think if I go one way, it really kind of narrows it down quite a bit.
Well, so obviously the person was on the show, but...
Right, they're no longer living, but don't give me a don't hit me with ethnic questions.
Well, I rack in my brain, I can't think of who it would be. When was it? During my tenure at the station?
Yeah.
So it was recently.
Well, you've been here, Adam, for
10 years.
10 years, so. Yeah, it's been in the last 10 years, just like yesterday.
I don't know, Can you think of some clue at all? I know once I hear it, Scott, I'm gonna be upset that I couldn't figure
it out. One word. One word.
Kreskin. It wouldn't be Kreskin. He wasn't on a comedy show.
Nope. No. Well, okay, we're going to break, Adam. Gallagher? So think. Nope. Not Gallagher. Nope. Think about it during Gallagher the break.
I don't know.
Keep thinking.
Well,
one word. One word.
It's a one word name.
One word name.
Well, that's a good clue because most of the one-word celebrities are, well, I guess, I mean, Liberace, some of them are...
No, the show was one word.
Oh, one word.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
The show was one... Was this was the new show or the original show?
Both shows were one word.
Well, okay, that'll be helpful.
There you go, Adam. Off to the races
it's
you
go. Male, race not disclosed.
Right.
Middle-aged.
Okay,
and has died in the last 10 years.
Yep. Keep thinking, Adam.
Okay, I'll keep thinking.
On multiple times. Okay, get yourself some cheese dip and come back. Big K, that really is big. Oh, Lord. Stay with us.
There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you